This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The ceasefire is in effect, but there are scattered clashes reported between Palestinian protesters and Israeli officers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem. Palestinians threw rocks and Israeli police fired stun grenades and tear gas shortly after Friday prayers. Both Israel and Hamas are claiming victory in the 11-day war that killed more than 200 people. Most of them Palestinians. Families in Gaza who had to run from the airstrikes are now returning to their homes. Our Charles de Ledesma reports.
Resident Samira Nasir says the airstrike started one after the other. We felt the houses shaking, the children were screaming. The scale of destruction in the northern city of Beit Hanun was immense, with buildings bombed out, infrastructure pulverized, and furniture shattered. With rakes and brooms, families set to work sweeping debris from their cinder block apartments, tossing bricks into piles. While elsewhere, Palestinians were declaring victory. Many residents, having lost family members, friends, and homes, felt there was little to celebrate. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New York is among the states offering a chance at a big prize to anybody who gets a COVID shot as states try to boost slowing vaccination rates. Anybody who gets vaccinated at New York state-run vaccination sites next week will get a lottery ticket that could be worth millions. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Vax and scratch. You get a vaccination and you get a lottery ticket for the $5 million mega multiplier New York State lottery.
Apple CEO Tim Cook will take the witness stand today to defend the App Store against charges that it's an illegal monopoly. This is AP News. Do they have enough gas now at those gas stations where panicked drivers try to fill up their tanks after the nation's largest pipeline had to be shut down because of a ransomware attack? Our Mike Hempen's been investigating, and here's what he found out about the panic buying.
Information from GasBuddy.com, which tracks fuel prices and station outages, shows gas is widely available in some of the areas hardest hit when hackers broke into the computer systems of Colonial Pipeline. Several stations in New York City and Washington, D.C., and in the hard-hit states of North Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia, again have gas. The attack on the Colonial Pipeline was discovered on May 7th, halting fuel supplies for nearly a week. That resulted in panic buying and shortages at many gas stations on the East Coast. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Dow gained 188 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.